Hi, this is Kate. I'm with some service. How may I assist you today?
Well, I'm hoping to get a refund because I was not aware, because your terms and conditions didn't point blank say it, of the $67.32 charge.
I need your first and last name, please.
Loretta Bloyd, B-L-O-Y-E-D, and there's a charge for my son as well on one of my cards.
Can you verify your address, please?
452 Sumac Lane, Sumac, in Newman, California, 95360. And if I went too fast, it's only because I'm freezing my butt off right now. Oh.
Give me one moment, please.
I got nothing but time right at the moment. Oh, apples. I'm making a grocery list while we
Yes, ma'am, I do see you called in on 12/13. You was called in, but they explained the charges to you. You asked to cancel, they canceled for you. They did explain the terms and conditions on why you were charged.
But I went back and I could not find where it plainly point blank says it.
In the terms and conditions on the website you did it on, ma'am?
Yeah, and I went back in and I looked at it again and it was not point blank in your face.
It doesn't have to be. It was in the terms and conditions when you did it, ma'am. You called in already to get it issued, ma'am. Your account has been canceled.
Yeah, and the guy was rude as hell.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am, but I can go ahead. What is who ordered? I can issue back a 35% refund.
A what refund?
35% refund.
That would be fine if you could do that on both. Because I let my son use the car, one of my cards.
On both of what? It's only one charge of $67.32.
Yeah, on one card and then $67.32 on another card of mine.
So you have two accounts with us?
My son has an account and he used one of my cards because he didn't have the money at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I go, oh, your dad would really love that for hunting. That looks great. So I got one for him. Because he sent me the email and said, Mom, can I? But I don't have the money. Can I borrow one of yours? So I let him borrow one of my cards. Oh, man, alive. I'm so cold. And I have both of them with me. If you need them, I just got to get down into them. Sucks when your brakes have to go out in the middle of winter.
Yes, sir. I did go ahead and give you back a 35% refund on your account. Is your son around you? Because I can't talk to you about your son's account unless he gives you permission to do so.
Even though the card is under my name.
Yes, ma'am.
The guy before canceled it on his account. Or
can I get your son's name then? Or his phone number?
It's under Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Bloyd, B-L-O-Y-E-D. Same address. He has everything shipped to my address because he doesn't trust his neighbors.
I'm looking up his name. It's not popping up. Do you have a zip code by chance? He is your address?
Yeah, 452 Sumac. Yeah. He doesn't trust his neighbors, and we have a lockbox.
Yes, ma'am. I got the first six and last four of the car number that he used to make the purchase on.
The first four is 5332. The last four are 8319.
I need the first six, ma'am.
Pardon?
I need the first six.
The first six? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
5332 48.
Can it be under his name?
Yeah. Well, the card's under mine, but the account is his. And I...
Yes, ma'am. I'm not finding no other charge that he made with your card. If it's your card, it'll be under your name. And it's not. There's no account under his name either.
That is really weird. Because I had one on my Bank of the West card and one on my Direct Express card.
Yes, ma'am. I just say call them to see because I'm not for sure. I did go ahead and gave back that 35% refund on the charge of $67.32. You should send your account within 35 business days, and your account was canceled.
Okay. The one that went through, that when I was on the 4856 card, the last four of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I will see what's going on with the Direct Express because it's on my Direct Express.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on, but there better not be any other charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.